stretch your forth your hands to me and pray for me. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. As you are praying, so shall it be. Amen. By the time you are going home, you will sing a new song. Amen. All your problems will become a past tense. Amen. That particular year, Anna got to Shiloh and she sang a new song. By the end of this year, Shiloh, you will sing a new song. Amen. You will sing a new song. Amen. In the name of Jesus. If that is so, say amen. Amen. Let your amen be born again. Say amen. Hallelujah. I want the king's voices to invite the King of Glory the second time. First, just some few minutes.
Father, we welcome you. Lift up your heads. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and let the King of Glory come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Sing, lift up your heads. Up your heads, open the doors, let the King of Glory come in, and forever be our God. Lift up your heads, open the doors. Open the doors, let the King of Glory come in, and forever be our God. Lift up your heads, open the doors. King of Glory coming, and forever be our God, be our God. Lift up your heads, oh yes, let the King of Glory come in, and forever be our God. Say, lift up your heads.
Let's give him praise. And then take your Bible, take your sword. God bless you, the King's voices. You can go. The instrumental, you can stay. Hallelujah. Take your sword, the word of God. I just share briefly and we do what God wants us to do this afternoon. And you'll be dancing on with joy and victory. In the name of Jesus. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 3 to 5. First Samuel chapter 1, verses 3 to 5. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Ophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah. But the Lord has shut up our womb. May the Lord bless the reading, the hearing and the reading of his word. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. May this word transform our destiny. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. There are two purposes why Elkanah went to Shiloh. As you are well aware that Shiloh represents the house of God. It represents peace, security, tranquility. So it's a place where you will be secured. You've come to a place where you will encounter the peace of God. You've come to a place where you'll be secure for life. You've come to a place where there will be transformation in your life. It shall be so in the name of Jesus. He went to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. So he went for two purposes, to worship and to sacrifice. So we examine that briefly this morning before we go to pray. When we are talking about worship, what he went there to do, there are at least three main personalities in Shiloh, or three main personalities as we come together like this to worship God. There are those who are the members. I mean, Elkanah was a member of those that went to worship God in Shiloh. So they are the general members. So under the general members, you have the true worshippers, you have the fake worshippers. And even among the true worshippers, you have different kinds of people. You have those that will encourage you from worshiping God. Some will discourage you, but they are still true children of God. And you have some people that will just come there, that will say, I just come for God and for God alone. The church is about praying and saying amen, nothing else. Then among the fake worshipper, you have unbelievers, those that just come to see what is happening, and then you have the agent of the devil. So in the church of God, and also as in Shiloh, you have true worshippers and you have fake worshippers. So you have to be careful whom you follow, whether you are following true worshippers who are encouraging you, or you are following true worshippers who are discouraging you, or you are following those that don't want to associate themselves with anybody. They don't want to make progress. And they are agents of the devil. So don't think that the church is a perfect place. It's like hospital. You have the lame, you have the blind, you have the people that are whole. So also is the church. Different kinds of people. Some people got discouraged because of some things they see in the church. But you have not come to seek for man. You've come to seek for the Lord of hosts. The Bible says, Elkanah came to worship and sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts. Whom did you come to worship today? Say it loud and clear.
The Lord of hosts.
It is the Lord of hosts. So don't look at Pastor Etuji or Pastor Tayo or Pastor Femi. Look at on what? The Lord of hosts. And that Lord of hosts, which did not disappoint Anna, will not disappoint you this morning in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Number two personality. The Bible says Elkanah came to worship the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts. The Almighty, the supreme God. The God of the whole universe. The one that can do all things in all things. When you meet his conditions, as you have heard earlier, he will definitely do your own. Today, he will do your own in Jesus' name. The Lord of hosts was represented by the Ark of the Covenant in Shiloh. That Ark of the Covenant spared victory for the people of God. So wherever the Ark of the Covenant is, they are there. And I want to assure you, the Ark of the Covenant is here this morning. You might not see him. The Lord of hosts is here this morning. We have invited him in. And he will prove himself in your situation. In the name of Jesus. I say he will prove himself in your circumstance. In the name of Jesus. You remember the testimony I shared with you one time? There was a meeting like this going on. And immediately God opened the eyes of one of the sisters in the auditorium. And he saw that huge man dressed in white. He was wondering what's happening. And then he saw lesser beings dressed in white in the front also. The huge man, as the man of God was ministering, was distributing blessing to the lesser beings dressed in white. And they were going to the congregation distributing the blessings. And that is what is taking place at this hour. God is here. Jesus Christ is here. The angels of God are here. As the word of God has been going forth, they are at attention and they are distributing the blessings of God to everyone that are willing to receive. Are you willing to receive your home? Are you willing to receive your home? Say, I receive my home. I receive my home. The blessing that God has for me for this year's Shiloh Weekend Program. I receive them. I receive them. I receive them in full measure in the name of Jesus. You shall not miss your blessing in Jesus' name. The third category of people that you can find in Shiloh, they are called the priests of God. Eli was an example. His sons, Ophni and Phinehas, they were examples. The priests of God, they are God's representative. So why I'm here before you is because I am a representative of the Almighty God. And God, because God has put us in positions, whatever we pronounce will come to pass. So Eli pronounced to Anna that it shall be done to you. May the God, Lord of hosts grant your petition. So I'm pronouncing to you this morning, may the Lord of hosts that you have come to seek in this year, Shiloh, grant your petition in Jesus' name. He will grant your petition in Jesus' name. I say he will grant your petition in Jesus' name. Then there's a fourth category of people, which I didn't mention. You can't see them, but they are there, or I've mentioned them. The angels of God. That's the mysteries of the church. The angels of God are attention, doing God's bidding. But because of lack of faith, we thought it's just like any other meeting. How many of us were here yesterday and it got to an extent and you know something is taking place? The glory of God came down and then some things began to take place. The angel of God will go to work when the glory of God comes down. You remember the scripture that Pastor shared with us, Exodus chapter 33. God said, I will cause my goodness to go before you. They are angels of goodness, loaded with blessings to give to the people of God. They are here this morning. Amen. I said they are here this morning. Amen. You will receive your own goodness. Amen. You will receive your own package of miracle. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Then there are the other side of the angel, the demons. The demons are the distractors. They are the distractors. They are miracle hijackers. They will put to you that you came to Shiloh in 2008, nothing happened. You came to Shiloh in 2009, nothing happened. You came to Shiloh in 2010, nothing happened. How do you know that in 2011, something will happen? But you will be able to face them that this is my season. This is my time. For it is written in Psalm 102, verse 13. It is written in Psalm 102, verse 13, that my time of favor, hallelujah, my time of favor has come. What about you? Say it loud and clear. Hallelujah. They came to worship God in Shiloh. They came to pray unto God. When you come to Shiloh, you came to pray unto God. And that's why what we have been doing in the first 3 days. What I'm sharing also will take you through after Shiloh so that you can hold to your miracle. You need to understand prayer. It doesn't cease when we leave this place. You need to continue to pray even when we leave this place, you know, to sustain that miracle and to really bring it into physical manifestation if you don't receive it now. Hallelujah. Two things about effective prayer and about consistent prayer you need to understand. It deals with speaking and listening. Let somebody say speaking and listening. I don't hear you. Speaking and listening. In the end of speaking, you are talking to God. You need to understand the priority of prayers. The priorities of prayer. It's very important. It's spelled T-I-M-E, time. Unless you allocate time to prayer, you are not going to pray. So when you go out of this Shiloh weekend, you will begin to allocate time to your prayers. Hallelujah. Pastor Tyler said we should do 15 minutes yesterday. How many of us allocated 15 minutes? God bless you. You are obedient people. Amen. That you made up your mind that you will allocate time. And you allocated time. Do you see anything different when you prayed? You know that something has transpired. So what is God saying to you? God wants to reveal his glory in your life. And he wants to make that glory a permanent, a lasting glory. I pray the glory you will receive this weekend will be a permanent glory. Amen. It will be a lasting glory. Amen. Upon your life and destiny. Amen. It shall be so in the name of Jesus. Amen. That glory carried Moses to heaven. You know, God himself buried Moses. And when Jesus was manifested, was revealed, Moses came along. Hallelujah. Moses didn't really die. God took him as he took Elijah. Hallelujah. The glory of God upon your life will be lasting in the name of Jesus. So begin to allocate time to prayer. Begin to know that prayer is very, very important. It can make a difference to your life, to your destiny. A 10-minute prayer can make a difference to your life. A 10-minute prayer can make a difference to your life. It is a matter of life and death. I'll give you a testimony. I told brethren recently that I had a terrible accident in 8:13. On that morning, I was here with the Lord on Friday night. I just want to spend 1 hour and go home. So when I finished, I said I should be going home. But the Spirit constrained me. The Spirit said I should not go anywhere. So I continued praying. Before I know it, it is the morning. It is the morning. So when I was now going, I had this accident. A car was running at top speed, hit me from the back, and I went to hit another car in the front. But thank God, I am here to speak to you. Amen. Amen. I was all right. But later on, from the emergency that came to check me, they said that another terrible accident has taken place earlier. A bit earlier, in the same area, spot, and that 7 cars were involved in that accident. 7 cars, and it was a fatal accident. In my own accident, no life was lost. But 7, something terrible happened in the earlier accident. If I didn't hold on to pray, what would have happened? The devil wanted to cut my destiny short. So also, many men or children of God like that. It was not that time, but the devil, because of carelessness in the place of prayer, cut their life short. Your own life will not be cut short in Jesus' name. It can make a difference. I had the testimony of a man of God. He had a terrible accident and he in a big bus, over 100 people in the bus, and he was the only one that was saved from the accident. And when one of the agents of darkness that did the operation was telling him, they said that they are the one, this only the man of God they are targeting. So they are not worried about killing over 100 people just because they are looking for one man of God. One man of God. You are very important to God. And that's why you have to follow God's principle so that you can fulfill your destiny. This Shiloh will be a turnaround for you. Amen. We bring revival to your prayer life in the name of Jesus. You need to know also how to listen to God in the place of prayer. You need to know, as we worship God, as the glory of God come down, God spoke to Moses. We heard it. God spoke to Moses. He was able to get God's instruction and follow it. And that made the difference between Moses and the other children of Israel. God was dining and feasting with Moses, but other people, they don't know what is happening. God, it was Moses that was, preserving their life in the place of prayer and intercession. They don't know what is happening at all. They are just going up and down. They don't know when somebody was negotiating for their life, for their destiny. Hallelujah. If you are an intercessor, you are a lifesaver. Hallelujah. So that's the importance of prayer and listening to God. God is ready to speak to everybody. Not just the men of God, but you have to take time to listen. Tell your brother, listen to God. In the place of prayer. You might just keep quiet before God. And when you keep quiet, you discover that 10 minutes of quieting before God will make a whole lot of difference in your life. Hallelujah. The second aspect of worship is that when you are in presence and you are praising and worshiping God, as we are doing here, and we are declaring that the glory of God comes in, and God comes in and begins to do his work. He begins to do his work. Psalm 65 that we read, that Pastor Femi read on Friday, verse 5 tells us that by terrible things in righteousness, God will answer us. When you worship God, God will answer you by terrible things in righteousness. And I'm believing, I'm confident that this weekend, God will answer you by terrible things in righteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus. I say, God will answer you by terrible things of righteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus. But as you pray, your character is very important before God. So that your prayer will carry weight before God. Pastor John Watson of Vinesong sent me an email, partner in praying with his ministry, and share his testimony of Nigeria. He said they are prayerful people, really. But he said they have this mentality that if you don't push things, you will not get things done. So they have that harsh nature. They speak anyhow. They treat each other anyhow. He said though they are praying much, but they are not getting results because of their attitude. He said because of the attitude. He said look at the attitude on the roads. Look at the attitude on the road. Look at how they do to each other. Set the attitude. Hallelujah. When they pray, and they come out of the prayer, and they start treating their brother and sister anyhow, the Holy Spirit is breached. The Holy Spirit is breached. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, watch your attitude. So that God can have respect to your prayer. I remember we were praying, interceding for one sister. Pastor Femi is aware of this. And then the Lord now revealed to us that I've sent my angels with the blessings, but the attitude of the sister will not allow him to receive the blessing. They saw it like this, that the person is carrying, the angel is carrying the blessing. Hallelujah. We will repent of every negative attitude this weekend. Amen. And as the angels of God are bringing your blessings to you, may you be able to receive them in the name of Jesus. Amen. I say, may you be able to receive them in the name of Jesus. Amen. The second purpose of why Elkanah went to Shiloh is for sacrifice. Let somebody say sacrifice. Sacrifice. Say it loud and clear, sacrifice. In the Old Testament, there are about 14 offerings they normally give unto God. Say, thank God for Jesus. We can't ask you for 14 offerings again because of what Jesus did. 14 types of offering, different, called different name. The priest at that time must be seriously enjoying. You have the atonement offering, you have the burnt offering, you have the drink offering, you have the first fruits offering, you have the meat or cereal offering, you have the peace offering, you have the heave and wave offering, you have the sin offering, you have the trespass offering, you have the tithes, you have the free will offering, you have the thank offering, you have the votive offering, you have the jealousy offering. Let somebody give the Lord a clap offering. 14 different kinds of offerings. So the priests have a good job to do those days. But thank God for Jesus. Most of those offerings have been taken care of by the blood of the Lamb. Anything pertaining to sin, to atonement, the blood of Jesus has taken care of it. But you still have to give your first fruits. Tell somebody you still have to give your first fruits. That this will proceed from your increase. If you get a new job, you have to give God first fruits. Amen. Every new year, you have to give God a first fruit offering. Every new year. We do it individually as a church. We do it. We send offering to the central body. You still have to do it. And there is the one connected to the firstborn. If you are the firstborn in your family, you have to redeem yourself. The firstborn in the family belongs to God. Hallelujah. So you have to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you to sow a seed to God to redeem yourself. Many firstborn, they misbehave because they have not done that redemption. Because God is still demanding for them. You remember, Samuel was offered to the Lord because he was the firstborn. Hallelujah. So first fruits, we need to remind ourselves. We still need to do that. We still need to give our tithes, which is the tenth of our profit, of your gross salary. Tithe is very important to God. Free will offering. You still give your normal offering as you do today. We still give it so that we can continue the work of God. Hallelujah. Amen. You still give the votive offerings. Votive have to deal with vows. With vows. If you make a vow unto the Lord, you have to redeem it. Amen. Anna redeemed his own vow. She brought Samuel to the Lord. And God multiplied Samuel back to her and gave her sons and daughters. Hallelujah. Amen. So these are the few offerings that you see after God still expects you to do so that you can fulfill the purpose of Shiloh and so that your blessings can come. What are the purpose of doing these things, worshiping and sacrificing? Number one, to receive God's mercy and pardon for sins. Number two, to receive God's favor and blessings. Number three, to receive God's protection for the next year. So they come for preservation. When they come like that and they give their offering, they do what the peace offering, God recognizes them and God preserves them for another year. Hallelujah. May God preserve you until the next Shiloh. In the name of Jesus. To receive God's mark of royalty or presence. That's to receive the impartation of the glory of God afresh upon them. Hallelujah. Amen. To receive the impartation of the glory of God upon them. And that glory, the ark of God represents that glory. Remember the case of Obed-Edom, they brought the ark of the Lord unto him, unto his house. And within 3 months, his blessing became known to the whole nation, And that will make a difference between you and other people. Praise God. I was praying on reason that, God, you have given me the anointing to pray for people to prosper. Since 2009, you've given me the anointing. What is happening? Why are people not prospering? There should be some millionaires in our midst now. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God said that as you don't recognize the ark of God in your life, you don't recognize it. You don't yield to his leading. Some of us, we are struggling with our salary job.
I read the story of some billionaires. It was in the period of economic recession that they make their millions and billions. Because they sack them from their job, they think, what can I do with myself? And they became creative. They started a business, they started an enterprise, and all of a sudden like that, it blossomed. And they become millionaires, they become billionaires. Many of us, God has been speaking unto us, but we can't discern. We are still rationalizing. And this is a season that God says is transferring wealth unto his people. Hallelujah. The church of God should not be struggling financially. If some of us are obedient, you have your own calling. I have my own calling to full-time ministry. God said I should serve him 100%, not 99%. That's years ago. So if I go to a business, I struggle, I can't make it because that's not where God is calling me to. Are you getting my point? But some of us, as God told us this morning that we will pray for you again. We use the corporate anointing of the pastors in the air to pray for you. If you are making up your mind, you know that God is calling you to business, you will begin to make difference. You begin to be different from others. Your own wealth will begin to appear. In the name of Jesus. So be ready for that this morning. Hallelujah. So one thing you need to take note of is that you need to reference the glory of God. Reference the glory of God. Don't joke with the glory of God. Don't commonize the glory of God. You know? Don't commonize it. The glory of God, because you cannot see as human beings, that does not mean that God is not at work. God is at work. Hallelujah. And this Shiloh, it will surprise you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Those that joke with the glory of God, they suffer for it. They suffer for it. Usa did not know the importance of the ark that they are dancing to. He just merely touched the ark and he just died. So David feared, from that day David feared God. Let's reference God. Let's reference his house. Micah joked with the ark of God. David was dancing. Instead of celebrating with David that the ark of God is coming to his house, he was looking at it. He thought that, he's my husband now. So what's he doing? He didn't know that the husband is different. He's carrying the glory of God. Hallelujah. When the glory of God comes, celebrate it. Let's tell somebody, celebrate it. Honor it. Appreciate it. And it will work for you. In the name of Jesus. I will conclude with verse 5. Because of time. Peninnah and Hannah. The Bible says in verse 5, but unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion. For he loved Hannah. But the Lord has shut up her womb. Hallelujah. Our pastor shared about Peninnah. Peninnah was a thorn in the flesh to Hannah. It was one dimension, she took it. But the Holy Spirit took it in another dimension, revealed in another dimension to me about Hannah, which I will share briefly before we go to pray this morning. Which kind of person are you? Are you carrying the glory of God that you are meant to carry? Are you carrying the glory of God that you are meant to carry? Because when you look at the name of Peninnah, the name of Peninnah you have heard is a costly stone, pearl, very precious. Another Bible scholar described it as a woman with ears, beautiful hair, ears that is specially made. A woman with special hair, with rich hair, coral or pearl, very beautifully decorated. Peninnah was the second wife. He wasn't the first wife, but he took command of the house. He took command of the house. He said, I am the one in the house. the reigning lady. Hallelujah. She was beautiful outside, but she was not beautiful inside. That's what God wants you to understand. Are you a woman in the house? Are you beautiful outside and inside? Penina was beautiful outside, but she was not beautiful inside. So she was not living up to her destiny. God made her beautiful so that she can be beautiful to people. But she was not living to her expectation. May you live to God's expectation for your life. Amen. Let somebody raise his hand, right hand up. May I live to God's expectation for my life. In the name of Jesus. She didn't live to God's expectation for her life. And that is the tragedy of these times. Because we celebrate much more of outward appearance. What about the inside? What are you doing to your inside? How much time are you spending with the Lord, with the Word of God, in the presence of God? How much are you basking in the glory of God? We are able to spend 3-4 hours to do special here, do. Females are more guilty than men. Men also try. But guess what? If you should ask us, how much of that hour do we spend on God, on the Word of God, laboring to build our spiritual man that goes to eternity? Hallelujah. So tell somebody, change your ways. Let the glory of God be permanent. God shuts our womb. There are some things that can make a womb to be closed or shut. I will just mention it briefly as we prepare to go to pray. Sin. We've talked about character sin of various forms, or on confessing, on lamented for sin. Many of us, we don't really lament for our sins, and we keep on repeating it. I'm talking to myself, I'm talking to you. There are some, what is called easily besetting sin. Today you confess for it. Another Sunday, you come again. Like babies. Unlamented. Not genuinely confessing. We need to really repent of it so that the glory of God can stay. That also akin to things like unpaid tithes, offering, self-will, disobedience, rebellion, pride. At a time, Hannah was struggling with God. He was being sorrowful about what the others are doing. At the time, he surrendered all to God, as we have heard. He now faced God. He doesn't care what others do. Number two, wrong relationship between husband and wife or in the family. Wrong relationship. When God is about to do some things in the family, the devil will send his agent. And he will begin to cause quarrel in the home. The husband and the wife will begin to fight. They will begin to reason loud. Like one of my pastors will say, they will begin to reason loud. And when the angels that bring blessing come to is knocking at the door, they will not even hear the knocking of the angel because too much noise. So the angel must have to turn around. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. And if you are in that habit, you need to change so that this time around, you can celebrate after Shiloh. Number three, unforgiving spirit and unforgiveness. Unforgiving spirit, unforgiveness. Number four, ancestral linkage or unbroken covenant. Some of us, our problem is not because of what we did, but because of what we inherited. But God will deliver you this weekend. Manipulation of darkness. And lastly, prayerlessness. Prayerlessness also. Impatience. At times, your miracle is around the corner. And all God wants you to do is to hold on for one day. More for one day. For 1 week. And then the miracle will appear. Daniel held on with God for 3 weeks. The answers have been sent the first day. But the prince of Persia withheld it. So he continued to pray. He didn't say, I went to Shiloh last year. I didn't care. I don't worry. I'm not coming to this year soon. What has God done for me? Immediately you are praying, something is taking place in the spirit. Hallelujah. So when you hold on with your arm of faith and patience, your miracle will reach you. This weekend, your miracle is reaching your bosom. Anna, the Bible says, Anna love, and Penina, I cannot love Anna. But what Anna needs is the help of the Almighty God. When you look at the name of Anna, Anna means grace. Let somebody say grace.
Grace.
Gracious. And that is what the enemy is doing in many lives. The devil is turning your destiny around. He didn't want you to achieve your destiny. Anna was a child of destiny. He was carrying grace. But the devil wants to turn that grace into something else. The devil is saying, this is your grace. You are not going to fulfill this destiny of grace. But the Almighty God intervened. This morning, God will intervene in your life.
Amen.
He will intervene in your life.
Amen.
And that is where we are coming from to tonight and this afternoon. A time came when Anna said, enough,
enough.
Let somebody say, enough is enough. And that is where we are going to pray briefly as we go on with what God wants us to do. He said, enough. She said, enough is enough. And she held to the hand of God in Shiloh until God answered him. She began to pray desperate prayers, strategic prayers, prayers that are strategic. Deliberate prayers at deliberate times to each deliberate target. She has a target. Hallelujah. So, brethren in the Lord, I want you to rise to your feet and declare before the host of angels, before God, before heaven, before the Lord of hosts, that Father,
Father,
enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
This year, Shiloh,
do my own.
Change my story.
Reveal your glory in my life.
Reveal your glory in my situation.
I must sing a new song.
In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Reveal your glory in my life. Enough is enough. Can be instrumentalist. Reveal your glory, Almighty God. Enough is enough. In the name of Jesus. Pastor Femi, that two plates, put oil in two plates. And then, Lord of hosts, God of Shiloh, reveal your glory in my life this year. Enough is enough. By the end of this program, give me a new song. Give me a new job. Give me a new prepper. Give me my own baby. Enough is enough. Let this be my own year. Let this be my own year. Let this be my own year. In the name of Jesus. Let this be my own year. Reveal your glory in my life. God of Shiloh, give me my own children this year. Give me my own property this year. Give me my own job this year. Give me my own immigration paper. Lord of Shiloh, Lord of hosts, give me my own business breakthrough. Give me my own financial breakthrough. Give me my own business connection. Give me my own company. Lord of hosts, I believe it is the season of wealth transfer. Give me my own vehicle for wealth transfer into my life. Give me the vehicle for wealth transfer into my life.
Give me that creative idea. Give me that revelation. Give me that visitation. Oh, Lord of hosts, let me begin to think out of the box. Let me begin to think out of the box. In the name of Jesus. Things must change. Things must change. Things change for Anna. Things must change for me. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, two more prayers pointed as the Holy Spirit is leading. I didn't write it down.
All the powers
that are behind my problem.
By
virtue of corporate anointing.
By
virtue of the authority of the believer. By virtue of the word of God. And the word of God cannot be broken. I come against you in the name of Jesus. Be banned in the name of Jesus. Be banned. Be banned. Be cast out of my way. Be cast out of my destiny. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be banned. Oh, you agent of darkness that said I will not reach my joy. I will not reach my... Be banned. Be paralyzed. Be subjected. Be subdued. In the name of Jesus. Be banned. Is somebody praying? Be banned in the name of Jesus. Be banned. Out. Go. Go. Go out. Be cast out. Out. Out into the abyss. Be cast out in the name of Jesus. Every covenant with you, I nullify it. I renounce it. I cancel it. By the blood of the Lamb, I renounce it. Every covenant with the spirit of death, I renounce you. Every covenant with the spirit of failure, I renounce you. Every covenant with the spirit of stagnation, I renounce you. I cancel you. I bind the spirit behind it. I must move forward after this shield. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and say, Father, I receive Holy Ghost. I receive power. I receive the revelation of glory in my life. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Father, I receive power. I see the revelation of the glory of God in my life. Pray now. I receive power. I see the revelation of the glory of God in my life. In my situation. In my circumstance. I receive power. I see strength. I see fresh infinity of the power of God. Of the glory of God. Evident glory of God. Transforming glory of God. Permanent revelation of the glory of God. I receive. I receive, I receive, I receive, I receive. In Jesus' name we pray. Finally, you will ask, Father, loose your angels of blessing concerning my situation. Loose them now. Angels of my blessing, angels, loose them. Let them bring my blessing to me. Let them be loose. Let them be loose. Let them be loose. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Maybe you don't understand. Open your eyes. You don't understand what I'm saying. One of the testimonies of Omoba Jesu said that they were traveling in the plains one time. He was second in command to the devil before he was set free. He said they got to a place in the heavens. There are 13 planes. They got a place where the angels are. The angels were just looking. They are just standing, doing nothing. Doing nothing. These are angels that are set forth to bring blessing to people. He said what most people of God do is they bind. They don't loose. We know how to bind. Bind the demon. Bind the witches. But what about the blessings? Do you lose the blessings? Do you lose your miracle? Do you lose your angel? So you will pray. Say, Father, release my angels to bring my blessing to me, to bring my children to me, to bring my miracle to my bosom. Release them. Loose them to bring my miraculous provision to me. So bring my miraculous provision to me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be mentioned in the name of Jesus as you are praying that prayer. Mention the name of Jesus. Release your angels. Loose your angels. Let my angel be loose. So bring my miracle to my bosom. So bring my blessing to me. In the name of Jesus. Let my angels be loose. Loose the angels, oh God. Let the angels of blessing be released. So bring my blessing to my bosom. Yeah, this season. This season. This season, Lord. This season, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. As you are praying, so shall it be. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you want to, you want to be in the business, or you are in the business, and you want God to start to doing anything, you want the glory of God to be revealed, come to the front. So Pastor Taya, Pastor Femi, come forward, please. Reposke Pokoromosha. Reposke Kantonakushke. Reposke Pakatolia. Can you? Eh? Okay, come. The ministers of God will miss effort. Ramandele boko sheke reboko reboko shanta reboko reboko shinde reboso kandre maka sheke to reboko. Let's pray that as we pray for this prayer, miraculous operation. Reboko sheke to reboko shinde reboso kandre. As we lay hands upon them, there will be miraculous intervention. There will be anointing for them to prosper in whatever they lay their hands upon. Reboso kandre maka sheke to reboko sheke kandre maka sheke to. In Jesus' name. We just lay our hands upon you briefly because of time. But the anointing of God will come mightily upon you. And that anointing for you to prosper in your business. So you will go forth in the favor of God from this moment. And you go and prosper. You will go and prosper. You will go and prosper. In the name of Jesus. Okay, let me pray for Pastor. Go and prosper. In the name of Jesus. Oh yeah. Let's line up. So, yes. Let's line up. Go and prosper. In the name of Jesus. Go and prosper. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Go and prosper. In the name of Jesus. 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 Go and prosper.
Amen. Amen. Oh, I know the joy that fills my soul.
In the name of Jesus.
Something happened
in the
end. I know it touched me and made me whole. It touched me, it touched me. Oh, it touched me. Oh, I know the joy that made me whole. Something happened. Touched me and made me whole.
Amen. If you have immigration in comfort, the men of God want to pray for you. Go and prosper. If you have immigration in second. We decree breakthrough concerning you. We decree a change of situation. Receive your paper.
Jesus is able, abundantly able to deliver.
sickness, come forward. We want to pray for you. If you are sick, you will be healed. By the anointing, the yoke is broken. In the name of Jesus. By the anointing, the yoke is broken. In the name of Jesus. By the anointing, the yoke is broken. You are healed. In the name of Jesus. You are healed. I terminate that sickness in the name of Jesus. You are healed. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. My healing. The center of your head. Make sure you touch the center of your head and begin to decree into your life. All you want, miraculous intervention of God, miraculous deliverance, miraculous healing, miraculous provision. God of Shiloh, reveal your glory in a great dimension, in a permanent dimension, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord of Shiloh. I decree miraculous intervention in my marriage. I decree your miraculous intervention in my family. I decree your miraculous intervention in my career, in my destiny. Miraculous intervention. My destiny shall not be mortgaged. My destiny shall not be turned to something else. In the name of Jesus. The devil wanted to turn the destiny of Anna, a woman of grace, what was to be turned to a woman of shame. A woman of sorrow, until the Lord of Shiloh intervened, until God of Shiloh intervened, he got her grace back. He got five children representing grace. The grace was restored. Your grace is being restored as you are praying. The grace of God is being restored unto you. The favor of God is being restored unto you. Your blessings is being restored unto you. Lost opportunity is being restored unto you. That business opportunity is coming back. It's coming back. That your children, they are coming back. That your breakthrough are coming back. That your healing is taking place. In the name of Jesus. Anna took back his grace. He took back her grace. Grace was restored to Anna. In the name of Jesus. Your grace is being restored. Your glory is shining again. 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 Declare it. My glory shine again. My glory shine again. My glory shine again. My life is becoming glorious again. My life is becoming shining. My life is shining. My stars are resurrecting. My stars are resurrecting. In the name of Jesus. I'm singing a new song. I'm singing a new song. I'm moving to a new level. I'm moving to a new level. I'm breaking forth. I'm breaking forth in business. I'm breaking forth. I'm breaking forth financially. I'm breaking forth maritally. My story is changing. My story is changing. My destiny is changing. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Zaka Proto. My Prata Lagaboske. The Prata Lagapro. Rabba Laga Prata. Lata Taka Prote. Bredele Pakapra. Brada Labakaraba. Brado Lobroske. My Brada Labrado. Brodo Lobrodoria. Brada Labakaraba. Brada Labakarababoske. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' most excellent name, we pray. In Jesus' most excellent name, we pray. In Jesus' most glorious name, we pray. All you have prayed, all you have decreed, they are done. They are done. They are done. They are done.
Amen.
They are coming to pass.
Amen.
You are receiving your Samuel.
Amen.
You are receiving your Joshua.
Amen.
You are receiving your miracle.
Amen.
You are receiving your promotion. You are receiving your immigration breakthrough. You are getting healed. You are getting free. You are possessing your possession. In the name of Jesus. In the name of